Ollie, you got to be very satisfied with that performance, with how you took to your goals, but how you managed that second half as well.
Yeah, look, we managed it with difficulty, to be honest, but I think the togetherness, I think we created the better chances, Pats had more of the position. But all in all, you know, you need a little bit of rub of the green to beat the likes of St. Pat's home or away. You couldn't beat them four times last year, really do with them once. So look, it was probably a good end to a difficult week with John's mother passing away. And, you know, I've no doubt she's looking down there tonight with the little bit of luck that we might have got.
Can you talk a little bit about that? Because we didn't think John was going to be here.
Yeah, well, that's the type of John. John wasn't supposed to be here. And look, he buried his mother this morning, and his dad, who supports us here at a very, very old age, he asked him to go and told him to go. And that's the type of John, that's the type of the family that he is, and the commitment he has to Galway United. And I've no doubt that helped us get over the line there tonight, you know.
Yeah, and you want to get the balance, I suppose, when you're talking to the team. You want them to do it for John, but you also need to make sure they keep their emotions in check.
Yeah, well, like, I mean, John is the last one that would want drama, you know, in fairness to him. And we focus on the game very much so, but of course there's that in the background, you know, when John isn't there for the team meeting and that. But he was there when it mattered, and we got over the line, and we move on to draw the next week.
Yeah, you must have a great belief in the side in the second half. I was looking, 13 wins last season, only four of them were by more than a single goal. So you know how to win these tight games.
Yeah, hopefully we know how to win them, to put it that way to you. Like, I just think we've beaten a good side tonight. Look, they're all good sides in the Premier Division, but Pats are, you know, Pats will be right up there at the end of the season. We turn them over, but you know, we need to. Yeah, we'll enjoy tonight. We'll embrace it, but we need to move on tomorrow morning to Drogheda and with Shelburne on the Monday night. Two games next weekend.
You finished fifth last season. I think it was 3 wins out of 10 at the end of the season. So, like, if the things kept rolling, you could have been in Europe. Is that something you speak about?
No. Of course, everyone has their own targets, and together without saying it,
right.
We didn't do enough at the end of the season. We didn't win any of their last four games. I think we drew three of them and lost one. So you don't deserve to get into those places you're talking about. And if we do the same this year, we won't get near those places either. But if tonight's a benchmark, you know, and we take a cut-off draw the next weekend, etc., let's see where it goes.
Yeah. Was it your John's decision to turn Patrick Hickey into an attacker?
I have nothing to do with Patrick Hickey. It's totally John's. So, yeah, Pat did well again tonight. He did well last week. He's a fabulous young man, first and foremost, and long may continue to score goals.
Yeah, and brilliant occasion again, over 4,000.
Yeah, the crowd were brilliant. You know, like, the first 10 minutes, Pat's could have been, I won't say out of sight, but we couldn't get the ball off them. And they stuck with us, and they took us through the difficult patches. And there were a lot of difficult patches, and there will be difficult patches all the way along. But that's what you need them. Like I said it last year, you know, they'll all roar behind you when you're winning. It's when you're losing or drawing, it's when you need them. And they were brilliant tonight, and they were brilliant in the last 2 years that I've been here.